There's two places, says the Zohar Kaddish, where the word Oysa is written Moli, it's not written Chaser. One of them is Adrei Shechicha Oysa, that's our Sugi, and the other one is Vayim Hashem Al-Moish Al-Tira Oysa. Moish Rabbeinu was afraid of Oig Melech HaBashan. And the Zohar Kaddish says he was afraid of his Ois, his Ois Bris Kaddish, because he was the Anche Beisai that the Pasuk says, who received Bris Miwa from Avram Avinu. And he thought that it could be a problem. And he was worried about him. But Hashem told him you don't have to be worried about him. And the reason is, because although it's true he had an Ois Bris Kaddish, he was Nimol Al Yedei Avram Avinu. However, at the same time, Hu Pogum Rishima Dileh. He was Pogim, his Ois Bris Kaddish. Uman De Pogim Lahai Os Ischazi L'Sakim Me'am. He's not something or some person that you have to be worried about. And a Chinami. He had that Ois Bris Kaddish, but he lost the Ois Bris Kaddish. And because he lost the Ois Bris Kaddish, he's not somebody you have to worry about. So I'll tell you a Dover Nifla that I saw in the Megillah Starim on Purim. This is from the Nesivis. We quoted the Pirish of the Nesivis Megillah Starim on Purim. This is not in the same shtickle. This is in Perik Tes. It's on the Pasuk that says, La Yehudim Hoysa Oire V'Simcha V'Sasayim V'Yikar. And we know the Gemara says, La Yehudim Hoysa Oire Zu Taira Simcha Zu Yontif, Sasayim Zu Mila V'Yikar Zu Tefillah. So as a reaction of the whole Purim story, the Yidden was Zoicha to Taira, they were Zoicha to Yontif, they got Mila, and they got Tefillah. The question is, what Shaiches? What does one have to do with the other? So Rashi in Masechtas Megillah, Daf Tezayin of Beis, famously says that Haman was Geizer on all these things. And being that there was a Gzeira of Haman, and now the Gzeira went away, so good, now they got back all these mitzvahs, which were in limbo, they were at risk, they were at Sakana, and they got it all back. But Tznez Dinesiva is a Dover Nifla. He says, the Gemara says, Masechtas Erevin Daf Yotes, Avram Avinu Yoishev al Pischei Shal Gehenim. Everyone knows this Gemara. Avram Avinu sits at the Pesach of Gehenim, Umali Yisrael Migehenim. And if a Yid does Averis, and because of the Averis that he does, he deserves to go to Gehenim, Avram Avinu takes those Yidden out. But it's not just all Yidden, it's any Yid that has a Bris Mila. Milvat, with the exception of Misha Bala Nachris, someone that's born in Nachris, the Nimshach Arlasnoi, because someone that's born a Nachris, although he had a Bris Mila, he loses his Bris Mila. He's not Gemalot anymore, he's an Oral. And because he loses his Bris Mila, he Hashem, Avram Avinu doesn't schlep out. So we know Avram Avinu sits at Pesach of Gehenim. The Medrash brings in the beginning of Parshas Ve'era that Avram Avinu was sitting at the Pesach of his oil, Kechayim Ayoyim. The Kechayim Ayoyim is referring to Gehenim. The Chayim of Gehenim. Avram Avinu sits at the Pesach of Gehenim. And any year that deserves to go to Gehenim, Avram Avinu pulls him out. Because if you have Bris Mila, Avram Avinu is the Mechadish of Bris Mila. And any person that has Bris Mila, if you are Nichnas Lebrisai Shal Avram Avinu, you have Avtoch that Avram Avinu is going to schlep you out. There's one person that doesn't get schlepped out. And who is that? Someone that was Ba on a Nachris. Because someone that's Ba on a Nachris is Nimshach Arlasai. He's not a Mol anymore. And if he's not a Mol, Avram Avinu doesn't pull him out. So said the Nesivis, the Chazal say, it's a Gemara, it's a Medrash. Then with the Yidin, what by Sudasa Shalach HaShveirosh? So they were born Arayas, they were Zoinus, and they mamished all these terrible Averis. And being that they were born Nochrios, so what emerged then was, is that they lost their Bris Mila. They weren't Gemalot anymore. But then they did Tshuva. It was Hadr Kibluah. And the Tshuva that they did, there was Nocha Tshuva Me'ahava, like we spoke about. But then the Yidden did Tshuva. When the Yidden did Tshuva, what happened? So now all of a sudden, the Zdoinus are not there anymore. Zdoinus Nasi Schuyos. And now the Nimshach or Losnay was not Nimshach anymore. They got their Bris Mila back. Zokhti Nesivis Sosin Zuan Mila. Every single Yid got Bris Mila right there and then. They all were Gemalot. They were all Nichnas Nacham on the Bris Eishal Avram Avinu. Because no one could be Gemalot. He could be Gemalot. The Moil could be Avram Avinu B'choy Deb'atzmoy. But if he's Pogam Bois Bris Kodesh, he loses his Mila. That's the bad news. But the good news is, this Nesivis is a Koyach of Tshuva. And if a Yid does Tshuva, he could undo the Pogam that he did. Oid Malach HaBoshen never did Tshuva. And that's why Hashem said, Al Tiro. You have nothing to worry about. He's a noyef, he's a mezana, he's done terrible averis, and as a result, he's not a person that you need to worry about. But a yid could do tshuva. In that door of Shushan, they were nichshol on the chet of arayas. Said in the Sivis, when they were nichshol based on the Gemara and Erev and Yotes, they lost their Ois Bris Kaddish. But then they did tshuva. When they did tshuva, so then already they had a tikkun, and they had a tikkun mamish of zdoinus nasa schuyos. And if that's the case, all of a sudden they got their Bris Mila back. They got their Bris Mila back. That was sosoin. The yidden got sosoin. Because all of a sudden, every single Jew is giving Gemalot. Zosin zu Amilo, they got a new Bris Mila. That's the oimek of that.